and now dictation for Carol Moore, M-O-O-R-E, September 24, 47, addressed as a letter to Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L, March 52, 84-51. It's not March, it's 352-84-51. Dear Dr. Luttrell, or Luttrell is L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L. A follow-up for Mrs. Moore, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, with prior elevated calcium. Last visit in April. She uses a walker, morbid obesity, denies falling episode, chronic edema, started recently on Lasix and Farxiga. She's aware of following salt fluid restriction, denies vomiting dysphagia, alternate, does have diarrhea and constipation alternating without any bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, has chronic back pain but no anti-inflammatory agents, mobility restricted, uses a walker, no fall, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, has problems of hemorrhoidal bleeding off and on basis, supposed to see surgeon at Greenville, other review system done, medication list review. Notice the verapamil lisinopril anticoagulation. She mentioned DVT many years back. She would like to be off that medication. This needs to be discussed with your cardiology. On cholesterol treatment, diabetes glipizide, HCTC and potassium sparing diuretics, inhalers. Next paragraph. Pressing weight 337, blood pressure by nurse 142.69. Lungs are clear, although distant. Regular breathing, has a loud systolic murmur. Large umbilical hernia, large abdominal skin fat. There is a small lesion that you are planning to remove on the left-sided abdominal fold without any induration cellulitis or bleeding, no ulceration. Chronic lower extremity edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries from September. Creatinine 1.26, which is baseline, representing a GFR 44 stage 3B with a normal sodium potassium acid base. Normal albumin, upper normal calcium, normal phosphorus. Mild anemia or normal 13.4, A1C 7.3, PTH elevated at 141. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying diabetes, hypertension, has secondary hyperparathyroidism, presently no indication for treatment. No need for EPO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders, tolerating lisinopril, morbid obesity, continued diabetes, cholesterol management, recently added Lasix, I don't see side effects, Farxiga, no infection in the urine. Prior documented, probably parathyroid adenoma on the left side. This is a few years back. Continue management of CPAP machines. As indicated above, hemorrhoidal bleeding. Policy discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.